One of Shuly Mitran's students at the University of Chicago was Philadelphia-born Melinda Wagner, the next Pulitzer winner on tonight's program. Ms. Wagner also studied with Richard Wernick and George Crumb. She has a long list of commissions and awards on her resume, culminating with the winning of the Pulitzer in 1999. She has taught at the University of Pennsylvania, Swarthmore College, Syracuse University, and the City University of New York. She lives in Ridgewood, New Jersey, with her husband and their two children. Concerto for Flute, Strings, and Percussion was written at the request of the flutist Paul Lustig Dunkel and commissioned by the Westchester Philharmonic in order of Mr. Dunkel's 15th season as music director and conductor. Melinda Wagner feels that composition is like writing a kind of love letter to performers. She says, "They will be interpreting something that is incredibly personal to me, so it feels like a love affair." But I'm going to let Ms. Wagner speak for herself for a few minutes now in this interview with David Starobin.
What are your first musical memories?
Well, I remember my mother's piano. And we're talking about, I was probably under the age of 3. Just right from the very beginning, I was drawn to that keyboard. And anytime anyone played it, and my mother's a very fine pianist, I was drawn like a magnet to the music. I remember sitting up against the speaker of the old of their old stereo and listening for the bass, being intrigued by the sound of the bass and wondering, is that a drum? Or, but it has a pitch. I remember thinking that before the age of 3. So I was already trying to figure out how music was made. Well, one of the greatest things that happened to me as a young person had to do with my mother, who was my music teacher in Swarthmore Elementary School, and her colleague, a man named Ron Hockenberry, who taught the instrumentals. They together were very creative teachers, and I had written about 6 songs at that point. They decided to put together a musical play, and we eventually got one of the other kids to write a script, and we put this musical play on. It's called We Love Recess. And it's very philosophical. It's about growing up or not wanting to grow up and being at sort of the cusp between being little and looking ahead into, I guess, adolescence. And it was done 100 times. That was the first time when my pieces, so to speak, were taken and learned by other people and performed for an audience. So I think that was a very important experience for me. I have won prizes now and then in my career, which I guess now goes back 20 years. But by and large, they are greatly outnumbered by the letters of rejection I've gotten. And I used to be crushed when I was younger, in my 20s, by these rejections. But I think, actually, over the years, they enabled me to really keep my nose to the grindstone. I tried to recover from them, and I actually developed some very good calluses.
And now, the Concerto for Flute, Strings, and Percussion of Melinda Wagner, with Paul Lustig-Dunkel, flute, and the Westchester Philharmonic, Mark Mandarano, conductor.